Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time. From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
Angels.
To the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry.
It's Quick Hits.
All right, I know I'm going back a couple days with this one, but I thought this was pretty funny. Obviously, Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss beat LSU. For some reason, I was going to say Georgia, but they played Bama. LSU this weekend, and what was a pretty emotional win for the Rebels. And after the game, he had a pretty funny comment about basically thanking the fans for not storming the field.
Hope our fans had a good day. Appreciate them not rushing the field. So, but I think, not to take away from probably extra security, probably helped. But to me, that's really cool that you get to a place at a program that you do beat the number three team in the country and you don't rush the field because we did what we're supposed to do, and that's win the game. And so that makes me happy that this program's got to that place.
The part they didn't have there was that he also mentioned that $500,000 fine that they saved, they can use in NIL next year, which I thought was pretty funny. But I do think Lane's onto something here. And I am a big, I don't know how you feel about court storming, field storming, Nick. I am like the court or field storming police. People know this about me. I am always the person who's like, if you storm, you can't storm the field for like every win. If it's a game right. You think you're supposed to win, you shouldn't storm the field. So I appreciate the fact that they didn't storm the field because it does say that Ole Miss expected to win this game. I think the new rule should be that if you're a favorite from Vegas or the spread is like within 3 points, you shouldn't be allowed to spread to storm the field.
I just don't know that like the policing efforts are going to do anything. You know, like I think you might be outnumbered by drunk college students that just want to get on the field after a win.
That's probably fair. And listen, that is a feisty group of people that I don't want to mess with. Have you ever stormed a field or a court?
I never. So I went to Kent State University.
I know you went to Kent.
There were some big victories there over Akron during my time covering Kent football. I think that like had they tried to storm the field, it would have been more like ants surrounding a piece of food on the ground. Like there wasn't enough people in the stadium.
Well, I'll say this: if you're ever at a game that Kent, because Kent football we know is not very good, if they ever beat a team that they, which is a lot of teams that they don't really have a lot of business beating, then I think it's absolutely warranted that if you're there, you can storm the field. So you have my permission as the court storming police.
Look at that, a pre-pardon from the court storming police. I like it. Alrighty, last night, Tyreek Hill, Miami Dolphins, New York Jets, Monday Night Football. Oh man, that was just one of the most gruesome injuries you're ever going to see. Find out this morning from pretty much every national NFL reporter that it's a dislocated knee, but also structural damage in the ACL and other parts. And Tyreek Hill going to be out for a really long time. And as the Miami Dolphins continue to struggle this season, Tyreek Hill's name was going to be the hottest trade candidate name out there. All that's going to be lost now for Mike McDaniel. And I really think we could have seen Tyreek play his last snap in a Dolphins uniform.
That's the thing. I was waiting to see if you were going to go with that as well, because I feel similar. Like I wondered, I honestly missed it live. I was watching the Bengals game at the time. I was over on the other channel. And then I saw people like were texting me about it. They're like, dude, this injury's gross. And I was like, I am going to try my damnedest. Those injuries give me like the heebie-jeebies. I was like,
oh man,
I do not want to see this. It was hard to avoid. I saw at least one image on my Twitter timeline of it. And I was like, okay, yeah, really gross. Didn't need to see that. But I wondered the same thing. Like, could this be the last we see of Tyreek Hill? We know he's been pretty disgruntled there in Miami. If this is like a 2-year recovery type thing, I'm not sure that it's even worth it to him to come back. He's got some injury protections in his contract, so he's still, I think, owed like $11 million that's guaranteed to him. Yeah, I was openly predicting that the Chiefs were going to trade back for Tyreek Hill at the trade deadline. And now that's obviously out the window. That was pretty bad.
Yeah, I mean, and for Tyreek individually, like, he's 31. So this injury could be something that changes the trajectory of what the back nine of his career actually looks like. Obviously hope that he's all good. And the, you know, scene on the cart when they were driving him off, like, he kind of knew that this is probably it for him in Miami. So hopefully Tyreek's all good. Omaha!
We're going to keep it local with this next one because Lonzo Ball yesterday said something pretty funny. He was asked about his impressions of Cleveland, and here's what he had to say.
I like Cleveland. I keep joking with the guys. I didn't even know Cleveland had water, so it's been nice getting out the house. The weather's been good. I know that's not going to last too much longer, but food's been good. People are great, man, and I have no complaints.
Are we ever going to get to a point? Like, first of all, the line about the water thing was pretty funny. I mean, listen, I know he's played in Cleveland before throughout his career, but it's probably one of those things where, like, when you're just making, like, night to night, you're going to different places, you probably don't realize that there's a lake there, right? I thought it was funny. I think he was genuine about, like, he likes Cleveland, the food scene, all that stuff. Same things Donovan Mitchell sort of says about the city to an extent. But when are we going to get to a point where people can talk about Cleveland without having to mention the way?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Like, it comes up every time. Do people go to, maybe they go to LA and they talk about the weather being nice. I mean, I'm sure they do that in Miami, but can we just, like, leave the weather out of it from now on? Can it just be like, I like Cleveland. It's great here. They got good food. Everything's awesome. It always goes back to the weather.
He sounded, like, concerned. Like, he knows that the cold is coming. And,
is he sure it's going to end soon? Because September was, like, 80 degrees on average.
This has been awesome. Like, look outside today. It's beautiful out there. So, Lonzo, like, around these parts, we just keep it zipped. Like, we don't mention the weather until it does change, and then everybody gets the right to complain about it. But until then, no, you don't talk about it. It was so funny. And, like, it just goes to show that these guys, like, sign deals or get traded in cities that they have, like, no familiarity with. Like, the fact that he didn't know that Cleveland is on a lake, like, pull up a map.
Well, it's also kind of funny, too, because what's the one thing everybody knows about Cleveland? It's that outside of Cleveland, I should say, other than, I shouldn't ask that question so broadly, because I'm sure most people would say their football team sucks. But outside of, like, the sports stuff, I think the number one thing people would say is, like, oh, yeah, their river caught on fire that one time. And Lake Erie's right there. Like, those are, like, the two things people would know. So it is kind of interesting he didn't know. But I also understand where, like, you're right. I think these guys get so caught up in, like, where they're at in that moment. They don't always realize some of the cities they're going to and, like, everything they have to offer, because they're not really out and about exploring. But he's had some time to do that now here. And I think he was genuine in saying that he liked it here. So that's good. Omaha!
Alrighty, it wasn't just media day in Cleveland, as the Los Angeles Lakers also hosted their media day, and as you could imagine, LeBron James was asked a ton about his future in Los Angeles, his future in the NBA, and if Bryce James could have an influence on when he decides to retire. Bron shot that out of the sky, Spence. He said, I'm not waiting on Bryce. He has his own timeline. I got my own timeline. Singing a much different tune with the second son than he did with the first son, where he was adamant about playing with Bronny, being on the court with his son at the same time. Bryce James could be in the NBA as soon as next year, pending how this season goes for him at Arizona. But LeBron does not have playing with his other son on his mind.
That was what I was going to confirm. His son just got to college. This is his first year?
Yeah, this is going to be his freshman season at Arizona.
Okay, so that was the big question I had, because I was like, it's really not that far off that right. his son would be here. So if that's, like, if he's not waiting for Bryce, does he not think Bryce is going to be here within a year? Because, like, even Bronny probably didn't necessarily deserve to be here within a year, and he got to the NBA within a year. So does that mean he's teasing that at some point here in the next month he's going to announce this is his last season? Because, you know, because here's the thing. LeBron can play coy as much as he wants, that he's not going to, you know, he's not going to do, like, the farewell tour thing, or like, oh, I haven't decided, I think is what he said the last time he was asked about if he's going to do it. Come on, man. We all know damn well that LeBron James, of all people, is going to do a farewell tour around the NBA. So when he's going to retire, he's going to let us know. So I'm now skeptical if he's going to actually announce that sometime here in the next couple weeks.
Yeah, I'd be stunned if there wasn't some massive commercial campaign behind whenever LeBron decides to be done. Like, it's not going to be quiet. Like, no. Come on, especially here in Cleveland, like, we've covered him so closely for so many years. Like, nothing that he does is quiet.
Well, and let's be honest, if he's going to retire, I think the NBA probably wants him to share that he's doing, like, a fair, that, like, announce it before the season,
right, because they can build that up.
They can sell that throughout the season. Oh, look, the Lakers are in prime. I mean, the Lakers are in prime time a lot, but they can put the Lakers in prime time whenever they want, because they know people will watch to either hate on LeBron one last time or love on LeBron one last time. So it's going to happen. He will absolutely tell us when he's going to retire. But now that he's staving off any rumors of him playing with Bryce, I kind of wonder if it's happening in the next couple weeks.
But I wonder if that's
seems
more
like short
so,
notice, though.
Is it more so like he downplayed the Bryce thing now, so come next NBA draft and next offseason, that's not the storyline? Because, like, when Bronny came out, everybody knew that he was going to be a second-round pick. Like, it was consensus. But that was still the story going into night one of the NBA draft. Was like, well, is somebody going to do it? Could somebody do it? Could that force LeBron's hand in free agency? And it became like this massive media circus. So I wonder if he's just trying to downplay it for now.
That's a fair question.
See how this college basketball season goes.
I was just confirming, too. This obviously is the last year of his deal with the Lakers.
Yep.
So that's the other thing to keep in mind, is like, maybe he's just kind of slow playing it, where it's like, yeah, you know, listen, I don't know where I'm going to be next year, so I'm not going to make any promises about, like, my future, Bryce's right. future, whatever. Like, he can't force the issue like he did with Bronny. Like, hey, L.A., make sure you draft my son, because he might not even be there next year. So it's all very interesting, but I still think he's going to let us know when he's retiring. So we'll see. Good stuff, Nick. We will step aside here, but somebody on the ESPN set that is very, very loud had some interesting comments about a different Browns quarterback getting a chance to play. We'll talk about it coming up here on 92 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.